You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Olugu Okpai, and I am the executive director and co-founder of CHAMA, meaning Challenge AIDS and Malaria in Africa. CHAMA is a foundation we started in honor of our late daughter by name Goodness. We lost her unnecessarily to malaria while I was a student at Dalhousie University doing my master program. So I tried to bring my family to support me. But unfortunately, they were denied visa for 3 years. So while I was here in Canada waiting for my family to join me, a terrible tragedy struck. She got malaria back there in Nigeria. She was just 16 months. And the doctors were getting it all wrong. And until the eighth day, we lost her needlessly to malaria. I was beating up myself. But now, I have a good news. Now my family are here in Canada, where there is no malaria. But there is one thing. We cannot forget those children we left behind. Malaria is a poverty disease. No child should be allowed to die of malaria, no matter wherever the child comes from. Education is the foundation. If we can give them a better education, they can take care of the rest. So CHAMA is now a global mission group with projects and programs in 16 African countries. We have built schools for a community of over 100 years in rural Nigeria without education. We have drilled wells for clean water. Malaria is not something out there that you can give punches, right? But there are some social indicators with which we can fight malaria, like giving them good education, clean water, and also fighting the root cause of the disease, which is poverty. Malaria shouldn't be killing any child in this 21st century because malaria pill is available. All that is needed is only $5 to buy the malaria pill and treat a child, and a child will live. Let me bring it down to Canadian context. Can you ever imagine taking your child to IWK and then you are told that your child will die because there is no $5 to buy mosquito nets? That is inconceivable, but it is a reality. To most of us who live in the tropics in Africa, where there is malaria, it is a reality. Children are dying just because there is no $5 to afford malaria net or malaria pill because the parents cannot afford it. So CHAMA is here as a global organization to create a global awareness. And Andy Fillmore, he's a great guy. They are always there, himself, Lisa, Mayor, they are always there to give a voice to the immigrant in Halifax. And I want to say big thank you for them for giving us their moral support and lending up their voice to fight this important war against malaria, because it is not something one person can do. It is only when we come together as a community, because the issue, the war is not all about malaria. It's a humanitarian war that all of us has a stake. We are stakeholders in this fight. So that is how Global Halifax has come together, as a voice. And mark the calendar, wherever you are hearing my voice, is going to be a big event. Halifax is no longer for Canadians. It's an immigrant community. The venue is going to be St. Mary's University. It's going to be from 10th to 12th of May. We have immigrants who are coming for Global Halifax to create a space for them to talk about malaria, that issues that have been affecting them or affecting their loved ones. So it's going to be a great event, and we hope that the much-needed awareness that is lacking in Canada, that conference is going to fill in the void, and the world is going to hear about malaria, because we need much awareness to let people know that every year, over 6 million children die of malaria unnecessarily. Is that not incredible? You can't believe that, but it is reality. We cannot continue to keep quiet.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.